Right, it is 12 minutes past 10. How are you in terms of, and this is an important question, in terms of having residence parking permits in your vicinity? Now, it's something that's been talked about for some time. It looked like as if we'd be in a position where we would never actually see it implemented, but it has come to pass. The first residence parking scheme to be introduced here has become operational in an area of Belfast today that would be seen as South Belfast, really. The Department of Infrastructure has created controlled parking zones for residents and indeed for some business owners in the Rugby Road and College Park Avenue area. Now, a total of over 230 parking bays have been clearly defined. I believe 117 of them will be for permit-holding residents. Another number of them, 119 bays, will be designated for pay and display, available to anyone and subject to what they would call the terms and conditions. So, you know, you pay and display as you would in other places. There'll be a rule up on the wall. But I'll tell you no more about it. I'll get the man who's imposing it and who's overseeing it, Kevin Monaghan from the department. Kevin, this has been a long time coming and finally you've managed to deliver.
Yes, Frank, it has, and good morning to you. This is the first residence car parking scheme to be introduced in Belfast and in Northern Ireland. So it's a first for us. However, they are commonplace in other parts of the UK and Europe, but it's certainly new territory for us. The scheme itself, as you have said, operates in some of the streets in the Holy Land area. That includes College Park Avenue, Rugby Road, Rugby Street, Rugby Parade, Carmel Street and University Avenue. And as you've already said, there's 117 spaces that are made available for the exclusive use of residents during the scheme operating hours. But we're also very mindful that other people do come into the area to conduct their business and to visit and for other reasons. And there's also 119 pay and display spaces which will be available not only to the people who come and visit the area, but also to residents, and they can also use those once they have paid for their permit. Now, the scheme itself operates between the hours of 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily, Monday to Friday. And inside those hours, if residents can use exclusively the residence parking scheme bays, but if others park in it, they could well be subject to enforcement action.
How many permits may a family have? For example, can a two-car family have two permits?
Well, each frontature has been invited down to our headquarters in Clarence Court, and we've been going through that procedure with them, and we have had a very large number of people have called down and applied for permits. I think it's permit by name rather than anything else. Well, what happens is when they come down and they make their successful application, we record the registration of their registered car for the scheme, and then that car itself or vehicle is allowed to park on the residence parking bays. Now, how that works is our enforcement officers have a database and they have access to that database as they patrol the streets.
Yeah, but can you register two cars?
At present, there will be more than one space for each a property at present, but there has to be a finite number of spaces, because if you can imagine, if we issued an unlimited number of permits, that would defeat the whole purpose of the scheme. So there is a restriction. Currently, there's sufficient numbers there that in some cases we will be able to issue more than one permit per household, but at present there's only at the first round at this stage.
Can you get a temporary permit for your granny coming to visit, or does she have to pay and display?
Yes, of course, Frank. Each of the residents will be able to purchase for what we call visitor's permits, and they are purchased at a price of £12.50, and that's for 25 permits. And they can be used by people who are coming visiting the people who live in the area. It's also fair to say, you know, we're accommodating things like you know, funerals and also emergency vehicles coming into the area, health visitors too. We're working directly with the health board to ensure that there are registered vehicles that whenever health visitors come and carers come, that they will be accommodated as well.
Am I right in believing if you have a property in Rugby Road and you have a permit, it could be Carmel Street that you're parking in? You're not going to necessarily be parking in the same street that your house is in.
Yes, Frank, that's true. There isn't a right to park in front of your own house. What this does is it allocates a number of spaces, which broadly equates to the number of properties where the frontages are, and you are permitted to park in any one of those spaces. But for example, if you arrived at your front door and there was a car parked at your front door, you don't have any right to have them to move. You just park in an available space in the area.
But you can find yourself in another street. You don't have the right even to be in your own street. Is that, am I reading it correctly?
That's right. Yes. Yeah. You don't necessarily need to park in front of your own street, in front of your own front door, or in your own street. You're able to park anywhere within the confines of the zone.
It must have been bedlam before this for people who owned the houses. If the new system doesn't even allow you to park in your own street, the system that you're getting rid of must have just been impossible.
Well, it has changed this morning. If you're down there this morning, you will see that there is lots of space because the system has now become operational. But for example, if you were there on Friday morning, you would see that, yes, the streets were very, very heavily parked up. And that's really what the issue is behind all of this. The local residents in that area have long argued for difficult parking issues to be dealt with. And to be addressed. And whilst it has taken us a while, this is now the first step along that path to addressing these commuter parking problems.
Clear signage, no excuses, people being fined from today, or will there be a little bit of lee room because they'll be phoning us saying, oh, I couldn't read that sign, it was too far up the pole?
Well, there is clear signage, Frank, though you'll always get the case where people say that they haven't seen it. It's not within their sight lines, and we understand that. We also are very mindful that it's a very new scheme, as I say, the first one in Northern Ireland. And so we are having a very short period, perhaps 10 days or so, where we're allowing people to get used to the system. And following that, then there will be hard enforcement.
It does, as you say, work elsewhere. I'm not sure that it costs as much as 30 quid elsewhere. It is 30 quid a year, but it's, you know, it's not a king's ransom, 30 quid a year to have a guarantee of a parking space somewhere in the vicinity of your street or a nearby street. To me, seems like a good idea. I also have said this in the programme before, because of my daughter living over in Newcastle upon Tyne, they do it there on a wide scale, practically the length and breadth of the city's laid out like that in the areas where you've the students and the people who would be you know, buying properties to work in the city. It really does work. Do you think it will be embraced generally by Belfast?
Well, this is the first step on a journey. Belfast is fraught with commuter problem and with congestion and traffic problems across the city. And my hope is that this is one tool in the kit, as it were, that will help people transfer away from use of the private car and to adopt public transport. I mean, we have a continually improving public transport system across Belfast. We have the park and ride system sites around the periphery at Sprucefield, Cairnshill, Dundonald, and even out as far as Ballymartin. And we're also working to increase the size of some of those. And there's a good metro service available, and also there's the train service coming into Belfast. Whilst all those things aren't perfect, they are improving, and they'll be greatly supplemented and improved at the end of the summer whenever our new Belfast Rapid Transit system goes live, and that would provide a step change in terms of public transport. It's an opportunity for people, this bringing in of this parking system, for people to consider their options when travelling into Belfast and seek out alternatives.
But one of your problems actually isn't the commuter, it's the house owner, the people who don't want to pay the £30 a year. You've run into those problems before, haven't you?
Well, Frank, to be honest, as I was saying, we've had people down, the frontagers and the house owners down at our headquarters applying, and rather than just send them out a package and ask them to complete it, we invited them in and we talked them through and helped them complete and provide the evidence, and that was a worthwhile thing to do. There has been very few complaints, I don't think any that I'm aware of people complaining who have applied for permits for the £30.
Yeah, but in that area, you're okay because you're sort of singing to the choir there or preaching to the choir, whatever the analogy is. But in other parts of South Belfast where this was tried before, especially in the village area, the main argument from people was we should be able to park outside our house or in our street for free. And they got nowhere, not you personally, but the initiative went nowhere the last time because people, you know, they found themselves being taxed for 30 quid or 25 quid a year. They were getting an incredibly wonderful service, but they weren't prepared to pay for it.
Well, I think so. I mean, you're right that there has been a long and difficult history in and around this. I mean, we have looked at areas, Donegal Pass and around the markets, Market Street, Barrack Street, Brown Square, Sandy Row and so on. And the issues have not just been restricted to the cost of the permit. That has, yes, been one of them. But it's also issues in around the acceptability of the scheme overall to people who not only live in those areas, but also who conduct their business and who come and visit in those areas. So it's a much more complex issue than just the cost of the permits.
So we'll keep an eye on it and see if it is rolled out beyond this pilot stage. You expect it to be a success, certainly for the residents of those streets that you mentioned this morning. Unlikely there'd be many objections, but I suppose if people are trying to draw some trade or business in, that's when you come up against hurdles.
Yes, and I think that's the important thing is it would be nice that this is a success, and we certainly hope that will be. My staff have worked very, very hard with the local people in order to get a scheme in that works for everyone. But the important thing is that we'll be monitoring it now over the next coming weeks and coming months to ensure that it is operating properly. And there may well be tweaks that are required simply because this is the first scheme in Belfast. And subject to funding, I suppose, and acceptability to local communities, we would hope we would have an aspiration to roll the programme out to other areas of Belfast.
And finally, Kevin, no chance of developing a few car parks on those brownfield sites around the city? That's a no-no. That's a sin.
Well, Frank, the responsibility for off-street parking now lies with Belfast City Council. We take responsibility in the department for on-street parking. So it's probably better to have the conversation with the council officials rather than myself.
That's a good point. It's a good point. Kevin, thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you. Cheers, Kevin. Nobody wants to provide us with car parks, you know, really good, decent, big car parks, because they want you to use the park and ride and come in on the public transport, and they don't want you clogging up the little side streets either. And I've total sympathy for the residents. It must be hell. Good morning to you. 90-333-105 077-66-105-105. There'll soon be nowhere to park. Right, what's on your mind? Do let us know. And have you got a permit? Will you be able to say, I was the first man in Belfast to get a permit for parking outside the house? Well, not necessarily outside the house, but down the street. Got as far better than it used to be.